From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, August 11th. A five-year-old boy is in critical condition after being struck twice by cars near Cicero and Devon. Chicago police tell us the boy was in the street around 8:30 last night when one car, then another hit him. The driver of a red Jeep just kept going, but the driver of the second vehicle did stay on the scene. That child is being treated at St. Francis Hospital. Despite protests last night in front of the 16th District Station, Chicago Police Officer Evan Solano is returning to work today after serving a 20-day suspension for a deadly shooting. Solano shot and killed 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez during a foot chase last year. Alvarez was armed at the time, but investigators found there was no valid reason for Officer Solano to initiate a pursuit. COPA recommended he be fired, but CPD Superintendent David Brown disagreed, opting instead for that 20-day suspension. The Chicago Park District is joining the city to help fund research in an effort to stop erosion along the Lake Michigan shoreline. The evaluation will help assess the scope of work needed to rehab Chicago's lakefront. Choppy conditions today of the water, with waves from 4 to 7 feet, has a high swim risk in place. Early cloud cover will clear, giving way to sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.